Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host, Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspiration on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being, unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit? If so, I'm thrilled to invite you to my program, the Holistic Wellness Transformation Coaching Program. My one-to-one coaching program is a comprehensive and individualized approach to help you improve your overall well-being. As a holistic wellness coach, I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey to attain balance and harmony in all areas of your life. With personalized coaching sessions, I'll offer guidance and support throughout your wellness journey, starting with a thorough holistic assessment. We'll dive into your past, habits, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and patterns that may be holding you back and no longer serving you. This assessment forms the foundation for your customized wellness plan. Together, we'll explore the 8 foundational elements of wellness to ensure you feel balanced and aligned with your goals and your values. This program goes beyond the surface, providing you with mental and emotional support. I will help you to manage stress, anxiety, and other challenges such as perfectionism and people-pleasing, offering techniques and strategies to enhance your resilience and your skills. The benefits of this program cannot be overstated. I'll be there every step of the way to support you in achieving balance and harmony in your life, manage stress, and improve your emotional well-being. Nurture healthy connections, create lasting, healthy habits, achieve your goals, and gain confidence in your ability to transform your life. Join me on this journey to holistic wellness. You could go to my website to check out my various packages, and you could go to my Calendly link found in the show notes to schedule a free 30-minute consultation call where we will go over the 8 core areas of wellness, as well as your goals and your dream life. Reach out and let's get started on your wellness journey so you can finally live the life you want. Hello, and welcome to episode number 142 of The Wellness Project. Today we are diving into a topic that may be currently affecting you, and that is seasonal affective disorder, or appropriately abbreviated SAD or SAD. As the days are shortened and the temperatures drop, you may find yourself feeling down and fatigued, especially because of all this crazy weather that is sweeping the United States right now. I myself was caught in a snowstorm last week, had our car stuck in the snow, had to shovel it out and push it and everything, so I am feeling it as well. It's been a crazy winter so far, and we still have a month or two to go, so it's been a little rough. Some sadness and feeling down is normal during the winter months, especially if you live in a location with lots of snow and regular overcast, but if it is more persistent, then it may actually be seasonal affective disorder. So what is SAD? It's actually a form of depression that occurs seasonally in the winter months, but symptoms can occur anywhere from around late September to early March, so they can go into spring. According to the American Psychiatric Association, SAD is a disorder that affects around 5% of the U.S. population, which is actually a huge number of people. It more commonly affects people that live more in the north, where there's less sun. So there are a few things that actually contribute to SAD. A major factor is a reduction in sunlight during the winter months. Decreased sunlight can lead to a variety of issues such as a decrease in vitamin D, a decrease in serotonin production, as well as an overproduction of melatonin. So serotonin is known as the quote-unquote happy chemical. It's a chemical in your body that stabilizes your mood and feelings of happiness. Serotonin affects your mood, your eating habits, and your sleeping habits. Along with your sleeping habits, melatonin is a hormone that is released when it's dark. It controls your sleep and your wake cycle. With the sun setting earlier and earlier during the winter months, you'll experience an overproduction of melatonin, which causes fatigue, grogginess, tiredness, and exhaustion, which also leads to a major disruption to your sleep routine. SAD can actually have a significant impact on your daily life and how you function. I mean, this can go on for months. So it's really important to know the symptoms of SAD. So I want to go over some common symptoms to be aware of and what you need to look out for. So as I mentioned, a change in your sleeping habits or patterns. So this can look like sleeping too much or not getting enough sleep. Social withdrawal, a change in eating habits, eating too much or eating too little. Weight loss or weight gain. Restlessness and agitation, an increase in anxiety, feeling depressed most of the day, nearly every day. Losing interest in activities you once enjoyed. Having low energy. Again, that tiredness or feeling fatigued, that chronic fatigue, low motivation, feeling sluggish, having a lot of difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, worthless, guilty, or in extreme cases, having thoughts of death or suicide. If you suspect that you may be struggling with SAD, you have a few options. You can see your primary care physician, a therapist, or a psychiatrist, and they may assess you. And there's actually something called the Seasonal Pattern Assessment Questionnaire. It's a screening tool that can properly diagnose you, but you can also diagnose by the symptoms. So what to do if you are struggling with SAD? There are actually many things that you can do to support yourself and improve your symptoms during this time. One of the most widely used and effective treatments of SAD is something called light therapy. So light therapy lamps or light boxes are lamps where you are exposed to bright light that mimics the natural sunlight. So this is really cool. You can easily order them online, and some doctors even prescribe them as well. When I interned at a college counseling center, we actually lent them out to students because I lived in upstate New York and it was dark a lot of the time. So we lent them out all year round. So you're going to want to use this every day during the winter, but definitely speak with your doctor for instructions on how to use your light box. So here are some other things that you can do to improve your symptoms of SAD. It's so important to stick to a routine, eat healthy, try to get outside during the day when it's sunny, maybe go for a walk during your lunch break or something like that. Take your vitamins and supplements, specifically vitamin D, and again, talk to your doctor about this. Journal your thoughts and feelings. Surround your home with plants. That's a really great thing to do. Liven up your living space. Now, you're probably not going to want to do this, but getting regular physical activity each day, like yoga, Pilates, stretching, or going for daily walks, is very helpful. But I know that when you're struggling with SAD or depressive symptoms, it's the last thing you want to do. I understand that. But it is very important and it is very helpful. Maintaining a consistent sleep schedule. Again, a lot of this has to do with your melatonin production. So going to bed at the same time each night, waking up at the same time each morning, getting that, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is going to be really important for you. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment is also really beneficial. Something to look forward to, something that brings you joy. In more severe cases, therapy or medication is helpful. And the last point I want to bring up is this idea of something called wintering, embracing the cozy season, giving yourself time and space to rest and to slow down. We're always in this kind of mode of go, 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 getting things done, being productive, having to do a lot, but understanding that we go through seasons and our body goes through seasons. And giving yourself that permission to slow down and rest and to hibernate, and that's okay. Make all the soups and teas, wear your fuzzy socks and your fuzzy bathrobe, take nice warm baths, do things that relax you. Go to local spots and get their seasonal drinks or meals. That's something that I love to do. There are places that do these like hot chocolate flights and things like that, or these really nice fancy hot chocolates, or these cozy soups and meals. So that's something that I love to do in the winter. Try your best to slow down and be present in the season that we're in. I live in Colorado now, where we pretty much get constant sun. In fact, we moved here a few years ago during the month of November, and the first time I got sunburned was in February during a hike. But prior to living in Colorado, I already mentioned, I lived in upstate New York. It was dark and dreary and cold and snowy all winter. It basically snowed anywhere from September or October all the way through March, sometimes to April. And in upstate New York, it's not like Colorado, how when it snows here, it all pretty much melts the next day. No. This snow in upstate New York stayed all the way through spring. It would snow and it would just pile up and pile up and pile up. It would turn into all these gross yellow and black mountains of snow. It was pretty gross, and SAD was in full swing. But as a go, go, go type of person, the winter really forced me to slow down. I used winter as my opportunity to rest and to go into a bit of hibernation. I would get cozy and settle into my apartment with Mark and our kitties. At that time, we only had Lily and Raffy as our own, but we were fostering and stuff as well, so there were always a lot of kitties in our house to cozy up with. We would watch a lot of movies and do projects and crafts. My friends and I even hosted, every winter, we hosted a warm and cozy party. This was a potluck where we would all bring something hot, like soups or hot drinks. It was so fun. We did this every January or February. So if you're struggling with seasonal affective disorder, remember that you're not alone. This is very common in the winter months. So let's support each other as we navigate the winter season together. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. I hope that these tips were helpful. If you liked this episode, you will also like the blog that I wrote about seasonal affective disorder. I added the link in the show notes for you right where you're listening to this podcast right now, so go check that out. I really hope that you liked this episode and gained a lot of value from it. If you did like this episode, please share it on social media. You can tag me at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you do enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to keep bringing on amazing guests. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/thewellnessprojectwithdes to show your support. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. I would love to extend an invite to you to become a part of my community. You can do this through Facebook, where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights, any aha moments, any thoughts or ideas you would like to contribute. You can contribute in the discussion taking place in my Facebook group, and it's a great place to connect with me because I am in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. You can find the group at facebook.com/groups/accordingtodes, and that link will also be in the show notes. You can also check out more of what I'm doing on my website, accordingtodes.com. You'll find a lot of wellness blogs, written interviews, detailed podcast show notes, and my shop, where you will be able to find workshops, my self-care course, digital downloads, ebooks. There's a lot going on my website, so make sure you check that out at accordingtodes.com. And while you're there, join my email list to stay in the know about what I have going on and available for you. When you sign up, you will get your free ebook, The 5 Stress Reduction Techniques to Help You Feel More Relaxed. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you next week. So until then, I hope you have a calm and peaceful week.